Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
1 year in a pandemic.
I'm going to launch the next phase of the COVID response.
Relief money coming soon.
I do need help right now, more than ever.
The future at the office.
Remote work is the biggie.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was the announcement that shook the world.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
Delivered 1 year ago today by the World Health Organization, and just hours later, a new reality began to settle in.
Advanced due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed.
In Oklahoma City and other NBA cities, a season suspension that rippled through the sports world. And before long, the coronavirus pandemic affected other public events, workplaces, schools, and restaurants. Now, a year later, with more than 29 million virus cases in this country and more than 500,000 deaths, we'll hear from President Joe Biden. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president says he'll use his primetime speech to lay out the next phase of the government's COVID response.
What we will do as a government and what we will ask of the American people.
A year after the nation first shut down to stop the spread, Mr. Biden says there's light at the end of the tunnel.
We cannot let our guard down now.
Having secured passage of his $1.9 trillion rescue plan, the White House says the president, vice president, and first lady intend to travel the country to promote elements of the package.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the president will sign that relief bill tomorrow.
House Democrats handed President Biden his first big win.
This is the most consequential legislation that many of us will ever be a party to.
The bill will send Americans checks up to $1,400, billions for vaccination and school reopening efforts, while increasing the child tax credit and lowering Obamacare insurance premiums. It will also extend the weekly $300 in federal unemployment benefits through early September.
This bill represents a historic victory for the American people.
But Republicans in Congress continue to rail against it, arguing nearly $400 billion in aid for transit agencies, states, and local governments is not COVID-related.
New federal guidance says people can go inside nursing homes for visits, even if those residents or the visitors have not been vaccinated, but outdoor encounters are still preferable. Experts say the pandemic has cost women a generation of gains in the workforce, and two of five women's jobs that were lost over the past year have yet to return. CBS's Nikki Batiste says many women have had to leave their jobs to care for their kids.
A lunchtime break in the park would have been unthinkable a year ago for 42-year-old Nicole Johnson and her daughter, Chloe.
Can you tell mommy what did you do?
Johnson worked as a full-time teaching assistant in Scarsdale, New York. But when the pandemic shuttered her school, she was out of a job.
I was literally crying all the time.
Johnson was offered her job back.
I cannot leave a six-year-old home by herself. So it wasn't a choice.
The devastating economic toll COVID is taking on women who lost almost a million more jobs than men.
That's been more true for Black women and for Latina women who are more likely to be frontline workers.
Fatima Goss-Graves is the president of the National Women's Law Center.
We have never been tasked with the really impossible thing of working and caregiving, and in some cases, homeschooling, all at the same time.
At one point last April, it was estimated 22 million Americans were unemployed. More than half of those jobs have come back. But University of California economist Laura Tyson, who headed the Council of Economic Advisers during the Clinton years, says the landscape is changing.
I already was convinced we were going to see more and more automation of work, erosion of jobs that you would call middle skill, middle income jobs. COVID is just accelerating all of that.
So many more of us now work from home, and that's led to issues in major cities where plenty of office space is empty. Richard Florida is an urban studies theorist who is charting what the bounce back might look like.
New York for sure does well. Washington, Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, they all end up okay. Does Chicago come back the way it was? What about Detroit? What about Cincinnati or Cleveland or Buffalo? Those are places that would keep me up at night more.
In a lot of places, the housing market over the past year has been what realtor Jim Norton calls crazy. He does business in Florida. It's estimated 1,000 people are moving there every day, many intent on working from a new home.
You have people coming from out of state who have already sold their houses in New York and $400,000 or $500,000, and they're paying cash.
We left the CBS Broadcast Center a year ago today. For now, at least, our producer's in Florida, and I'm in what I call New Jersey Studio B, as in basement. Britain's Prince William has offered his first defense of the royal family since the Harry and Meghan interview.
Sir, have you spoken to your brother since the interview?
No, I haven't spoken yet, but I will do.
Can you just let me know, is the royal family a racist family, sir?
Yeah, we're very much not a racist family.
Very much not a racist family, he said. The Wall Street Journal's obtained audio of a call President Trump made in December to a Georgia investigator asking her to look for and find mail-in ballot fraud.
When the right answer comes out, you'll be praised, because everyone knows it's wrong.
The investigator said she and others were interested in uncovering the truth. A newspaper reports an aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he groped her at the governor's residence late last year. Through a spokesman, the governor says he's never done anything like that. Well, CBS's Adriana Diaz tells us a Missouri couple has pleaded not guilty to more than 100 charges of mistreatment at a boarding school for girls they once ran.
Boyd Householder and his wife Stephanie face more than 100 charges of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse, which investigators say took place at their boarding school.
We believe this to be one of the most widespread cases of sexual, physical, and mental abuse patterns against young girls and women in Missouri history.
The Householder's daughter, Amanda.
I kept getting messages from random girls that I didn't even know telling me the same thing.
They had been molested.
Correct.
The Householders described the allegations against them as all lies, calling their accusers angry and bitter.
The security camera startup Verkada is investigating the scope of a breach that affected hospitals, schools, factories, and jails. A Swiss hacker, part of a group claiming responsibility, says they got access to an administrator account using credentials found online. There were some winners in the aftermath of Sunday's big CBS television event, after all.
No sooner had Meghan Markle uttered the words during her interview with Oprah.
My first job was when I was 13 at a frozen yogurt shop called Humphrey Yogurt.
Then people started lining up before the Froyo store at a mall in Sherman Oaks, California, opened the next day. Since the sit-down aired, a spokesman says business has gone from about 50 customers a day to more than 200. He admits some others were only angling for selfies next to the sign, store T-shirts have sold out online. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It was also good for Christopher Knight, who played Peter on the Brady Bunch. He designed the chairs they all sat in, and they've been sold out on Amazon and Overstock. It was not good for the head of the British Press Organization, who has stepped down after downplaying Meghan's claims of racism and bias. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.